Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting continued Friday near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the sprawling Zaporizhia site. The team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, braving gunfire and artillery blasts along the route, crossed the front lines to reach the Zaporizhia plant on Thursday in a mission to help safeguard the plant against catastrophe. IAEA Director Rafael Grossi vowed Thursday a continued presence of agency experts.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable, which is more predictable. It is obvious that the plant and the physical integrity of the plant has been violated several times, by chance, by deliberation.
The G7 is pledging to move forward with a Russia oil price cap system, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Finance ministers from the group of seven industrial powers want to impose a cap on the price of Russian oil in a bid to limit the Kremlin's revenues and ability to fund its war in Ukraine, while still curtailing the war's impact on energy prices and inflation. The ministers say the cap will bar insurance or shipping companies from helping Russia sell oil at prices above the set limit. The decision follows discussions at the group's summit earlier this year and aims at solving one of the vexing problems with sanctions against Russia. Global oil prices have risen on fears of restricted supply, which has only fattened the Kremlin's take. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Argentinians woke to some unease Friday after an